Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Makita and Andy. Welcome to Stirring It Up Extra Helpings. Every week we're going to take you behind the scenes and give you a bit more insight, a bit more flavour into this week's gathering. Everything you didn't hear on Thursday's episode.
We really want to know what you're thinking. We love to know what you're thinking. Send us your questions. You know, all me and Makita really like is a good chat.
Yeah, and then subscribe to our Instagram page, Stirring It Up, and we will see you for your main course next
on
Thursday.
Thursday. Yes, main course will be served.
We still haven't managed to figure out speaking in unison.
Today you'll hear more about my recipes and, of course, Makita's delicious drink. You'll also hear what Annie and Reggie thought of their time with us and a bit more about a perfect afternoon with friends. Enjoy.
Barbecued whole fish, like spice rub barbecue fish. We've got mackerel, we've got trevally, which is quite a firm fish. They eat it a lot in the Caribbean, and snapper. We've slashed them, brined them, and we're going to barbecue them whole. And then I'm just going to use I'm going to blitz a little bit of this nasturtium leaf up, which is quite peppery, yeah. And just dress the fish at the end and use those little flowers to make it pretty. We're making roti stuffed with caramelized onion and mashed sweet potato. I'm making a fresh coconut herb salad with parsley, coriander, fresh coconut, pomegranate.
Oh, the salad is coconutty.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fresh coconut. Also a chana dal, which is chickpeas, like a curry chickpea dish. So I've also made a green bean courgette, like little sort of pan curry, like a really quick flash in the pan, like chili, ginger, garlic, some cumin, some coriander.
Jelly's been cooking up, it looks like a party.
Yeah,
I like the way that she says, like, just quickly knocked it up.
So I just knocked up a sort of, you know, like, bloody hell. Well, you know, like, it literally takes 10 minutes to do something like that, and you've got lovely fresh, and we're going to heat, things aren't going to be piping. I'm going to serve them at an ambient room temperature because it's so hot.
The sun is piping enough.
My kind of sun.
You're making the roti yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that like, so what flour do you use for that?
So to make the roti, we use plain flour, we've got rapeseed oil, we've got water and salt. That is it. That's all that's in the dough. We made the dough. When I say we, I'm talking about me and Randell, who cooks with me everywhere I go. So we made the dough, let it rest for about an hour, and then cut it into little balls, and then we made caramelized onions, boiled and mashed some white sweet potato, put those together in a little ball, you stick that in the middle of your portion dough, pull it up, and then roll it out. Some of it squeezes out the edges, but it's nice because it goes all crispy when you fry it in the big dry pan. And they're going to be lush. And there may be one for you, Tyler. unless you say tablescaping to me again. And then you're dead.
What do people say that's so annoying? They go, for everyone that's asking, I'm making another steeper. So it's basically you brew up a tea and then you pour it over ice. And I'm having loads of fun with that, just changing the different kinds of teas. So today we've done some lemon verbena bags, some sliced lime. What we're gonna do is put the lemon in now. Nice couple slices of lemon. So I'm gonna take this off because it's been steeping a while. I'm gonna show, actually I'll leave that there and I'll show you my herbs.
What do you do when you're doing your own cooking at home?
Yeah, I've been making more salads, really playing with the kind of leaves I wanted to use. I just love watercress, but I haven't been able to grow it yet. What else have I been cooking? A lot of fish. I've been trying to perfect cooking hake. God, it's hard. But you know what? I finally just listened to my instinct the other day and I was like, turn the flame up. And the skin got nice and crispy, but I realized I have a really hideous, difficult electric cooker, and it changes the way you cook fish, because a lot of time with fish, I feel like, mum, is this true? You want to get it hot for the skin, and then you want to get a lid on, turn it down, and all these things. You kind of want to play with your temperature.
Get it crisp on the skin, and then just put, turn it off and put the lid on.
Oh, turn it off and put the lid
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because then it will cook in the residual heat.
Oh, absolutely, but will the skin stay crispy?
Yes.
Even with the lid on?
Yeah, yeah, because you don't just cook it for that long. Because remember, when the skin's cooking, the flesh is still cooking.
Yeah. No.
Put the lid on and leave it.
I was cooking it too long and the pan wasn't hot enough. So yeah. I would like to tell the nation now, tell the world, make sure your pan is hot before you put any piece of fish in it.
And so, like, when you're doing it on the barbecue, how do you make sure the skin's crispy? What is this thing that... Because you used this before, didn't you? This
I don't even know what the real name is. I call it a fish prison. Because it imprisons the fish.
Oh, I thought you said prism.
No, prison. A fish prison. But the good thing about those little fish prisons, it's basically like a cage that you put the fish in, you put it in the barbecue. Yeah. And then you don't lose the skin and you don't have to battle with the barbecues. It can be really hard to get your skin... You actually have to leave the fish longer than you think is wise, basically. So when you think it's done, just leave it, and then the skin will come and stay on the fish.
Flame
Look
boy.
Look at that, flame boy.
What fish are
there? We've got trevally, which is like a kind of jackfish, kingfish situation. We've got mackerel. Look at that, fresh mackerel. And we've got whole snapper. So everything's whole, just been cleaned and gutted by the lovely fishmonger up on Wanstead High Street. Really lovely fishmonger up there, just literally... I love a proper fishmonger. You know, that's the benefit of shopping on a high street or a market, is when you're buying your produce, you really are talking to people who have a love and a connection with the thing that they're doing. Like the fishmonger on Wanstead High Street, I stand in there, I talk to that man about, he's like, oh, do you know what I did yesterday? And I had lentils with it. I did this cod and blah, blah. We will stand in there. Mickey obviously loves it. Look at you rolling your eyes, really.
Because I'm having a flashback. This is my childhood. Like, why don't other parents spend 45 minutes in the butcher's? Do you remember that one on Portobello?
Of course.
On the corner.
Of course. Nice halal man. Yeah. I love that man.
We'd go in and it'd be like, here we go.
He
and
was
I'd
always
take
like,
a seat and get comfy.
Take a seat, Nikita. He was always like, who are you cooking for today? So we'd chat, because that was actually when I first started cooking for people outside of our house.
Right.
That's the butcher I used to go to, the halal man, halfway down next to the Tesco.
People go, what's it like having mum as a mum and such an incredible chef? And she really is. But when my mum cooks fish, she blows me away. Honestly, it's outstanding the way you cook fish, and she always has.
I just love fish. I love barbecue. This is my favourite way with the fish, is a hard barbecued fish. So nice and hot on the grill, spice, rub it. You get nice crispy skin. That char, like a good firm fish. Not all fish works on the barbecue, but this is beautiful on the barbecue.
We've got the green sauce that goes on everything.
That's a different green sauce. This is nasturtium from Makita's Moon Bar Balcony. I blitzed it together with parsley and spring onion tops and rapeseed oil.
Well, we've just had a full moon, so...
Yeah, so this is full moon from the moon bar. So this is blessed.
This is pretty blessed nasturtium oil.
From the moon bar.
Blessed nasturtium by the moon oil.
I think Annie's
oil.
Here.
Oh, Annie's here. Oh, hey! Welcome to
Annie. Someone was making it out. Bloody dog. Gifts. Oh my goodness, that for me?
Both of them.
Oh,
I'm a fan of a selection because I know how much you love fans. But look at this carnival fan.
Yeah. You can't believe it, my heart's going really fast.
I was like, because you guys used to live basically in carnival,
carnival,
right? And I was like, this is just carnival in a fan. So, and I know how much you love fans.
A blue flamingo fan. It's like you've reached into my soul. I feel thirsty. I can hardly come.
I'm blowing you air kisses.
Right? I have a little tear in my eye.
Oh, sweetheart.
That is so kind.
You're seen and you're heard, Mum.
I'm very blue and green at the moment, actually.
Yeah, so I really thought when I got that, what can she take on TV with her?
Yeah. Well, all of it, yeah. It's like the main thrust of your desire. What will she...
Can I ask where this secret fan shop is?
I'm going to tell you, and I'll be honest, I found it in Oxfam charity shop, Bethnal
Green
Road.
Nice! Even better! Even better.
And I saw it. I saw two. I bought myself one, and I kept that one, and I was like, somebody deserves that.
And I am.
And I am.
I do want to say, while we're at this point in this conversation, that, you know, however you two both feel about yourselves and the success and what you've done, please know that when you were both on TV and everything that you've done, and even if it wasn't on TV, even if it was just out and about, you guys have always been inspiring. Yes. Like, to see you, I remember Andy seeing you, and I remember meeting you, and I just, you know what, to see, to have gone through colorism and see somebody who's dark-skinned and be represented, and a woman, was just, but I feel like it as well, but it gave you hope, options, and it gave you dreams. You know what I mean? And I thought that was so important. And seeing you on E4, I remember that, just being like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was that. So thank you. But like, maybe you might hear it more now, or maybe you heard it already. But I wanted to say that because I think it really made a difference. It does make a difference.
It really means a lot to me.
How was your afternoon?
I mean, what's the words, Reggie? It was so pleasant. It was so fulfilling in terms of the conversation.
It felt like coming home to a home I didn't know was going to feel like home. That's what it was.
I'm a shit chef, and my husband is... No, he can't cook either. So for me, like, going somewhere like this and getting... like this, it doesn't matter how nice restaurant food is. When you go to a home and food is cooked in that way, with love, it is. There's nothing like it. It's the most lovely thing. I loved the food.
I mean, they had a bit of a challenge because it was like a pescatarian is friends with somebody who's on keto, which can't eat carbs or sugar or processed food. And they just did an amazing job. That fish was marinated so beautifully, cooked so beautifully.
The
vegetables,
the chickpeas,
yeah, I had that. The vegetable courgette beans was
salad,
just
pomegranate salad.
The pomegranates. I love pomegranate in salad.
That didn't feel like an interview, which is my favourite type of interview. It felt like a just equal conversation. They're very clever because they did touch on all the big things and they got stuff out of us. So I don't think I've ever said before, actually, but it felt like such a natural and lovely conversation that was very genuine and authentic, I think, in every way.
Yeah, I was so aware, like, coming here that this is like... this podcast episode is about you, really, and I'm just like your friend that's coming along.
I disagreed.
That's what I thought about, and I thought it's not really going to be about me, so I'm not really going to say that much. And I could not stop talking.
Maybe you're good on the mic,
babe. I don't.
We need
know
to
about
get Reggie
that.
Sharma behind the mic.
I don't know.
I can see a new career blossoming on the horizon. I think it was amazing. I love listening to you.
Having known the two of you as I do, like, you've always finished each other's sentences. You bring out the best in each other, and that was kind of the purpose of this, because it's different from having you, Annie, here as Annie Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
So having the two of you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were never going to be the B-side, were you?
Double A, Meg! Double A!
If someone like Reggie and Annie think I'm doing the right things, then I'm doing the right things.
Yeah.
You know?
So she didn't actually call you a genius at any
time. She actually did just now when she was leaving.
Don't worry. What she said was you were quite clever.
She did. She said I was quite clever. And then she said, God, that top shot is genius. And I went, finally, you call me genius.
Again, not you, the shot. Again. Yes.
Just, I think she understands my mind.
It's like all these connections happen, unexpected kind of bridges to humanity and to each other that are so lovely. And what, like, it's like it literally warms the cockles of my heart.
And the fact that it's around the kitchen table, it's like that is where important conversation happens and where huge connections are made. You didn't know the guest Annie was bringing when you wrote the menu, did you?
No, but I knew that she didn't eat beef and that she was keto. So the menu was built, you know, every menu that I write for our guests is about them and the information they send me beforehand.
But the fact that our guest Reggie today said this tastes like home.
I know.
These are the flavours of home, and she's close to her grandparents' bench. I was like, oh, it's bigger than all of us.
No, I don't even know how that happened. But I just, you know, you instinctively step towards certain things, and somehow I managed to connect that on the plate, and that made me really, really happy as well. And then I started,
beautiful food today.
I loved how that the food took us to this cultural connection between Irish culture and Indian culture, Punjabi culture and Caribbean African diasporic culture and British culture. It's just food is the gateway, the pathway to so much. It really is the portal, the door that you open that takes you to the world and to life and to people. Yeah. And I love this. And I'm so happy we do this.
Actually, it was really quite fun to sit across the table and go, oh yeah, there's loads I want to ask. I was like, wait a minute, Annie, also one more thing. What do you think about? And she's just, Annie's just really honest, really open, but she's just got this really nurturing energy. And I've known Annie now, I guess, since I was 19. So that's 20 years. And there's something about her that makes me feel really safe.
She's got a very gentle intelligence. She's really, really smart human, and she wears it very lightly. And you, but as you talk to her, you understand that she's incredibly perceptive and she doesn't miss a thing, like a beat, not even half a beat. Maybe that's why she's such a good DJ.
I was going to say that's why she's such a good broadcaster. A stroke DJ, yeah. She don't miss a beat. Get her on the decks. Cheers. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Reiji.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Reiji.
Brightening up our world today.
Come back soon.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.